This is Tri-States Public Radio News. Lee County's new prosecutor is now in office. He's confident he won't require much of a learning curve. Ross Braden was appointed last week and took the oath of office Tuesday morning. He says he spent the past week resolving his private practice caseload. Braden says he can now turn his attention to his new job. He says there is a long list of pending cases, but that's not a problem.
I was contracted through the public defender's office, so I'm used to getting cases after someone else has already had them and done some work with them. So jumping into existing cases is nothing new for me.
Braden says his experience as a defense attorney will help him in his new role, especially when working with local law enforcement.
I have that perspective of being able to look at what they present me from the perspective of a defense attorney. So I can say, well, you know, it's kind of lacking here. Why don't you go talk to this person and we can build this portion up.
Braden expected to fill the remaining 2 years in the term of outgoing county attorney Mike Short, who retired this month after nearly 40 years in office. But state law says the appointment only lasts until the next countywide election, and that will be May 2nd when the county holds a special election on a bond referendum. Braden is taking the Short appointment in stride.
Although it was unexpected, it wouldn't have changed anything for me. Like I said, this was a long-term goal that I've had.
Braden says he will seek the Democratic Party nomination to run for the position. There won't be a primary. Instead, County Auditor Denise Frazee says the local political parties will slate candidates for the county attorney race. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.